Okay, we should be in conversation mode, and I'd like to start by saying good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us. And hopefully there's somebody there. Okay, I hear a laugh. Somebody Hello. Is there.
It's Marina.
Hi, Marina.
Hi, Marina.
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Hi, Leanne and Chris. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
Hope you guys are doing okay. Usually there's a guidebook and then there's the guidebook appendix. Are you offering both this time around?
Yes, we are. We haven't posted the guidebook as of yet, and this is the reason why we haven't put up the PayPal button for people to sign up the attunement. We want to put them both up together. And to be honest, this has been a very, Mercury went retrograde, and boy, it's been kicking us good. And particularly with the website. And as probably all of you know, we've been having a lot of trouble with our website. We've had to upgrade two different servers, and I am in the process of getting ready to transfer everything to a different hosting company with a much more powerful server so that we won't be having some of the issues we've been having as far as access. Because the site has grown, a lot of people are hitting it, and as a result, a lot of people are going, I can't access it, saying it's out of memory. And that's ridiculous, we don't want it, and so it's really been chaotic lately. So, sorry we don't have the guidebook up yet, but it'll be there shortly.
Well, it will be one. This time will be two and one, because we couldn't organize enough to put in two, so we'll be one size fits all this time. You know.
Does that answer the question, or we just create more confusion?
It does. No, thank you. And then also, you talked about the festival, and just from an understanding of the importance of doing it this time of year. So are you going to also put up information about that festival? I couldn't hear the name.
WSAC.
Yes, we'll be putting something up about WSAC. It's an interesting festival. It's the time of year when the white fraternity Shambhala is
the high masters
are I want to say more accessible. It's not really a good way to say it because they're always accessible, and they choose their disciples and they choose the people they're going to train. But this is kind of a you want to call it an open house?
What happens in Shambhala is that Shambhala holds. Shambhala is the etheric, what you call, heart chakra of Earth, you know. And this time of the year, the heart chakra opens completely to receive, to forgive, and to balance karma. So it is one of the most powerful full moons of entire year. And the fun thing is, usually we have a blue moon too on May. We have two full moons in May. I don't know why, but it's kind of a fun thing. But it's a very big festival. It starts in a full moon and ends in a blue moon. So it will be an entire month of preparation and purification, and with some of the exercises are the level of difficulties won't be as much for those that will already, you know, have been building a knowledge and certain techniques, but those exercises are very powerful in order to, I would say, make subtle, more subtle your material body. You know, my material body is not, you know, we transforming again in etherical body, make the material body lighter. And you can do this because it's the alchemy of your will with the continual repetition and exercising and a connection and centering with the one source of, you know, energy, which is higher energy, and through the guidance of your own soul, it is possible. So we want you to be prepared. The best way to receive the full energy of Vizek. You know, so we'll be 1 month of preparation. You know, we had another Stella Code, which what we did was like, it would be kind of a repetition of certain exercises that we did hardcore during the last year. So we said, well, let's just do, you know, Alcyon, because Alcyon is your gate inside of the Temple of the Central Sun. You know, so you're going to enter now. And this is a preparation, because for those that are doing the Stella Code to be a Stella Code master, this is a very important step. You are going to be going to the Temple of the Central Sun to perform those rituals of attunement. The attunement is not done in the physical plane. The attunement is done through your help. You know, your energy channeled through the masters inside of the Temple of the Central Sun, the temple, the sacred ground of Alcyon. So this is a key especially for those that wants to be a Stellar Code Master.
And this is what we are trying to train, is people to be cellos of the temple or columns of the temple. It's the terminology that's been used. You know, I am a column of the Temple of the Central Sun. Is when you think about this and when you break this down, and what this means is when we talk about being a column of light, this is what it is. Being a column of the Temple of the Central Sun is another name for being a column of light anchored on Earth, connecting, you know, from the core up, you know, to the heavens, from the microcosm up to the macrocosm. This is what you're doing.
When you do this, you can see that not only as a column of light, of a column of the pillar, but you can see that you will be the living tree of life. You know, the base of the kingdom where you fit, your feet are, and, you know, is the kingdom Malkut to Keter, the crown. So this is also, for those that are more knowledgeable in Kabbalah itself, is the living tree of light in your body.
And it's fun how these, and, you know, people say, wow, that's kind of interesting. It ties into Kabbalah. Well, it's, you know, they all had a common source.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we're talking about and teaching is from several different disciplines, but they all came from a common source. You know, we put aspects of and exercises of Kabbalah. We do things from the Egypt. I mean, some of our oldest religious texts deal with the pyramid texts from Egypt. And, you know, my favorite line from the pyramid texts is, you know, I am a soul, I am a star of gold. I mean, this is where they were talking with, you know, as far as how we ascend, where we go, you know, this sort of thing. This is all tied together. So it's the Chaldeans, you know, but anyway, it's I'm going off on a tangent.
Yeah, he is. So I don't know if I answered your question, Kim.
You did. Thank you very much.
We probably got, like, raised a whole bunch more questions. So does somebody else have a question?
Oh, yes. Come on, people. You have a question.
Do you look for the question?
Pardon?
Yeah, tell me.
It's not always a question, because everything is so clear. It is, I just would like to share.
Okay.
On the Alcyon, it is so beautiful. The temple on the Alcyon, it is so beautiful that there is no words to explain it. It's not a question, it's just a statement.
Alcyon is very beautiful. This particular attunement is a very beautiful experience. I think part of that, Ashana, is because we see the beauty, because that's coming from the divine feminine.
Yes, when people will go through attunement to Alcyon, that will help them to open the third eye. Conscious travel, conscious participation, and they will see with their own eyes. It's difficult even to explain how beautiful it is.
Well, one of the goals of the Stellar Codes, or I won't say it's a goal of the Stellar Codes, but what it's of this spiritual path and this school that we are teaching is to learn to incorporate and to open certain spiritual gifts and abilities. One of those deals with the opening of the third eye, and there's a lot of question out there about, you know, how do I open my third eye? How do I do this? How do I do that? And it's part of what we're part of it. You can't just open it up. It's not just, you know, today I'm going to have a third eye. It's your ability to use your third eye. It comes with as part of the spiritual path. As you become more aligned and have a greater connection with your soul, your ability to see, essentially, you know, through the eyes of your soul, or the message from your soul, it becomes more clear. And we do this with several things. There's not only meditations and just practice of doing it, but also there are visualization techniques and things which help us to become more aware of what we're seeing.
What Ashana wants to say is, I think, is the beauty of the temple in itself. That's what she was referring to. Yeah, the temple is absolutely, and it's incredible because once you go in a temple and once you start performing yourself certain, you know, rituals, even in rituals of, you know, and you transport from the temple of your heart chakra that we developed in like two, three stellar codes ago. You go from there to the temple of the central sun, and as you go there, you will see, you know, different elements, and you see the unity below all. You know, this weave, a web of life, and you can see beings together working towards the greater good that were on earth, or historically they were not necessarily in agreement, but in the plane, you know, in the kingdom of souls, on a kingdom of an angelic realm, they all are there represented, you know, and they all work for the greater good, because the temple of Alcyon in itself is where the Christ consciousness vibrates in purity and maintains and cleans and expands the entire universe. Well, you know, at least, like I said, the section of this universe where we are.
our little corner of the universe.
Yeah, a little corner of the universe.
So do we have any other questions?
Oh, yes. You know what happens that I do?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. I heard the legend that Atlantis actually started in the Alcyon. Can you confirm that it was a huge, and not one, three deluges, and the major plan of Atlantis as Atlantis as a sacred place actually started in Alcyon. Is that true? Can you confirm it?
I really don't know that. I really don't know that. I think that you know, maybe the thought of Atlantis it started in Alcyon, because Alcyon, like I said, is the... I cannot confirm or disconfirm that.
It's where many of the schools of wisdom and knowledge are linked or tied to, but what we can comment on or have an understanding of is the symbology of Alcyon and Atlantis and the Pleiades, the Atlantides, and how that's tied in. And I think it's a pretty obvious connection between the legends of the two and how they tie into Atlantis going back to Alcyon and the Pleiades in the sky. So I think there is a connection, but whether or not it actually started there and came here, to be honest, that's beyond my understanding.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe started there as you know, the thought. Because the thought that created all, it started somewhere.
This was just like divine plan. It was
yes.
Not, you know.
I really don't know that, but so now I will look to find if I
when we have the beatific vision, we'll get that question answered. But that point, I'm not sure I'll be able to pass it on to you.
When we see God, and it is like I'm gonna ask him. Okay, tell me everything about that.
Okay.
No, seriously, I really don't know that one. That's
we don't have an answer for that one. So you've stumped the teachers tonight.
Yay!
No, it's okay. I just repeated from someone who told me something, and I wanted to see if you are aware about it. That's it.
We love to learn. We learn by interacting, and so it's like that's something that I hadn't really considered before. So now, of course, I'm going to be meditating on it. So, and see if I can get a personal truth from it. And it's entirely possible. I don't have the answer, and I hadn't heard that before, so I can't. You know, I'll have to chew on it for a while before I really have an opinion. And of course, then it'll be just my opinion. I won't be able to say for certainty.
Yes, I understand. You're right.
So, do we have any other questions this evening?
I have a question.
Yes.
Tiana, how are you doing?
I'm fine,
Tiana.
I knew it was you, and I've been waiting for your question.
Okay. I shot an email maybe like 3 days ago. I don't know, sometime. It doesn't matter. We're talking now.
Yeah, and with the symbols.
Yes.
Yes, I got that one. I just like Chris said, we have been transferring the website, and you know we are two old dinosaurs, and we don't have, you know, dinosaurs do playing computer is not funny.
You know, I'm having to learn new skills here, and it's driving me crazy because I don't want anything to crash and create a problem for the people that are studying with us. But the other thing that's happened with us is you know we split Ohm Times into two issues a month. Because we had the idea that the magazine had creeped up to about 180 pages or so, they would split it in half, would have two issues at 90 apiece, would do everything all at the same time, and it would be
fantastic.
It would be fantastic. It'd be easier for people. It wouldn't be so big. Would have more covers. And what's essentially happened is now we've got two issues. The last one was at 140, so it's still about the same length. And it's been twice the work, so much for that good idea.
Yeah, that's what I told you. I would prefer, you know, to sit with you and answer your questions, but you can ask a question now. Now that we got, you know, and a phone, yes. So, tell me. What's your question?
My question, I was asking because I didn't really understand the symbols when I was writing. I didn't know if y'all had any knowledge of what was written.
Well, let me look again. I took a look at it, but like I said to you, I have been, you know, and it was fun. We had a friend that came to stay with us exactly in the wrong time. You know.
Well, there's never a wrong time for a friend, but it's you know, it was really good to see her, and we're glad she came, and we're looking forward to every time she can come. But it's, you know, one of the things that we've found as we've gotten busier and busier with these things is we don't have nearly the time just to have fun anymore, which is...
We don't... Fun is something... computer is acting up.
Let's rephrase it. It's not that we don't have fun, because we have fun every day, and Lord knows we joke and we have fun as we do it. But we rarely take time off anymore, and I can't remember the last time we had a vacation.
No, I cannot either. It was like, I think it was when the dinosaurs were still roaming somewhere, you know, along the Paleolithic.
Well, I think what we're going to have to do is there was that one channeler who was channeling Kuan Yin that sent the message out about Kuan Yin was taking a vacation. I want to go
okay,
with
I'm
going to
reboot my computer because it just, I don't know if you guys are having problems with Firefox.
But it's crashing it's crashing all the time for us.
I do.
Tiana, she's going to have to reboot her computer for that. So probably to specifically answer from those images, we might have to just pick a time and call and talk to you.
Okay, cool. Just shoot me an email, whatever.
Yeah, because it's going to take her a little while to get the computer back up.
Okay, let me see here.
So while she's trying to do that, does anybody else have a question?
No, I don't have a question, but I do have, like, when you were speaking about the Essenes earlier, I don't know if you're familiar or anybody on the line familiar with Dolores Cannon. She's a past life hypnotherapist, and she has a couple of books out, one with Jesus with the Essenes, and the other one, Those Who Walk with Jesus, and they're a whole bunch of people who have, I guess, during her sessions, spoken of what they did when they were with Jesus.
Interesting. No, I'm not familiar with her.
Now, I'm looking at the symbols you have here. You know, those symbols resemble a lot of what you call angelic signatures. You know, you have points, but usually angelic signatures, they have a dot in each beginning of those curves.
Yeah, it's for every subset of the symbol, there's a dot, and it's how the dots are connecting is what makes the angelic signature.
Yeah, they look like angelic signatures.
Okay, I have another question.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then 11. You have 11 codes here.
Hmm.
Okay.
That's interesting. They look like... Have you seen a signature, an angelic signature?
No, never in my life have I seen an angelic signature. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that to you because, you know, there's some, you know, what you call some books, especially medieval books, where they study Kabbalah in the death, that they have each one of those angel signatures, they're like keys that open worlds or...
We're talking of 72 names of God here.
Yeah, well, yes.
Essentially, each of those being an angel, each of those being...
a guardian of a certain portal or a certain dimension.
Yes.
So they look like angelic signatures. Well, like again, the angelic signatures because they are a physical representation of a vibration.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's the best way to put an angelic signature. It's a physical manifestation of a vibrational signature. Yeah.
Right, but I would have to study further to know what it means. Correct.
Yes. You know, you can, there is a, I know I have it somewhere, you know, the books that I had with all the signatures, unfortunately didn't make it when I moved from the West Coast to here. I had one of those books, one of those rare books that have all the angelic signatures. But you can see if you can actually Google Archangel Michael's signature. See, because he is the most simple one.
Yeah,
to do.
The spot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Michael's signature is an X.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, if you remember that particular stellar code,
that's Michael's signature.
You will note that symbol for the stellar code for Aldebaran.
Yes.
Is very much like an X, which happens to be...
Michael's signature.
The representation of Michael's signature.
Okay. And another question. I have been, like, receiving some information from someone, but I'm not completely trusting them because I don't want to be in accordance with anything that isn't with Christ consciousness. And a lot of it has been dealing with magic, and I haven't used any of the things that she's given me, but I don't want to use it if it's not for the total good for all.
Well, again, the difference between, you know, what magic that exists on nature is what you call white magic. The difference between white magic and black magic is intention.
Yeah, it's often just intent.
Is the intention. So, you know, we're not talking about demons or stuff like this. You know, that's not necessarily...
We're also not talking about cantrips or any of that stuff.
Well, no. Well, the difference between white magic and black magic is intention. If your goals look like this, for instance, when somebody in a place and everything that's white magic is something that goes along with the flow of nature, you can see the difference with when somebody gets and do, you know, I'm not discussing the intention of it, but the old Indians did the, after big periods of droughts, they did the dance of the rain and did the vibration with the drums and everything, the dance, the reciting.
Yes, I understand now.
They did for the good of the land and their people. But they used something that was against the process of nature. They used black magic, but for the greater good. Well, you know what I mean? We're not talking about, because there are other ways. You know, I came from a country that basically it was, at least in that time, now it's different, but I came from a country that was 80% Catholic, and I saw myself, many people very much devoted to Jesus, going to a church and say, oh my God, you know, do something, I want to destroy something. I want to destroy this other person. It doesn't matter. It went to a sacred place and asked for the destruction or for, you know, an evil of somebody else with the intention and sacred place. You know, this is what is dangerous. So it is not the magic.
Because my query was what it says when you call on all angels and all archangels. I don't want to call on all beings. I only want to call on the good ones.
No, you call on the beings that work for the greater good under the law of one and for the Christ consciousness. You know, if you specify that, it pretty much, you know, that's the subset you want to work with.
Keith, say that one more time.
Okay, you want to call on all those beings who work for the greater good under the law of one and for the Christ consciousness.
Align with the multi-vibrations of Christ consciousness. Because, you see, you have more beings in this universe than angels, humans, and animals. You know, there are many other lines of evolution. For us, for other people that got in contact with them, Christopher, you're doing noise.
Oh, sorry.
You could be... seen as aliens, but you know they still work. They still align with Christ consciousness. They're aliens for us because they're not from this planet, and they're not maybe in the shapes that we are used to. But doesn't mean they're not Christic beings. So if you want to cooperate with them, you align with them under the vibration of Christ consciousness. And for the greater good, you are working along with the energy of evolution, you know, not against anything. And what's the basic principle? We're not against anything. We are in favor of things.
If you're working with the flow, that's good. If you're working across flow or against flow, that's bad.
Yeah.
And as generic or the way to break it down as we can. Now, I do have to say that we're 2 minutes away from when we're going to get our teleconference cut off. So is there a quick one for anybody?
I have a quick one for, 2 seconds. Okay, I have another one that says they call on, the 72 angels of the zodiac and, like happiness invocations. But there's angels on here that I really don't know the names, never seen the names before, and it says the Kabbalah and the magic help.
Okay, and where do you see these names?
They're on the second page, or 72 virtues.
Okay. Yes. There are a lot of. Have you had a chance to take a look at the Angelus yet that we've got up in the online resource center?
No.
Oh, go look under Angels in the online resource center. We've got a good book called The Angelus.
Yeah, there. I think there's signatures there, don't you?
I may have some signatures. I think I do have some signatures in there. But that's a compendium of angelic rituals and other good angel knowledge. We're actually working on another one also that'll be a list of angelic names, but that one is fairly long, and we just haven't had a chance to get back to it. And but take a look at the Angelus. It's a fairly long ebook, but it's got a lot of information on angels in there, and that may help you with what you're looking for.
Yes, it will. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, honey.
Okay, and with that, I'm going to go ahead and close down tonight's teleconference. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us here this evening. Leonie and I had fun. We hope you guys had fun.
Yeah,
of course, the crickets are chirping now, so obviously we know that answer.
All right,
everybody. You all have a wonderful evening. We'll be getting the e-book on this stellar code up shortly, and we look forward to you guys participating with this particular stellar code.
Thank you.
So thank you very much.
Thank you, Leonie. Can you call me very fast?
Yes, baby. Yes.
A few minutes.
All right. Okay. All righty. See you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.